Welcome to another episode of Theosophical Insights, brought to you by the WFYT. I'm your co-host, Clover Wu from Singapore.
And I'm your co-host, Svetoslav Lipsky from Russia.
And today we are talking with Engels Torra Buran from Spain. So, Svet, would you like to introduce her, please?
Yes, Angels Torra Buron was born in Barcelona, Spain, into a theosophical family. She worked as a high school teacher for 37 years. Presently, she is retired. In the Theosophical Society, she was active in the European Federation of Young Theosophists in the 70s, later vice president of the Spanish section, and afterwards member of the National Executive Committee. For a short period, member of the executive of the European Federation of the TS, presently general secretary of the Spanish section since October 2013, and Vice President of the ITC, International Theosophy Conferences. So, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're
And
welcome. My pleasure.
So, maybe we can start off just for a few minutes, acknowledging that we're all teachers. So,
colleagues, yes.
we're colleagues, yes, colleagues of life and also in our work. I would like to find out just briefly about, what's your greatest joy, I think, as doing what you do.
I think that was the best way that my mother found to get me in track. She was the one responsible for my professional career. Ever since I was small, she kept saying to my sister and myself, "You should go and become teachers." So that was something that it was like, okay, I don't have to think more. Not that I obeyed, but that in the range in the range of choices, that was the one that really was easier for me at the beginning, at the very beginning, right? It was easy because it allowed me a lot of time outside school to do other things. Then it was just so natural in the sense that yes, this is my place. And for 37 years, 37, a little bit more, they have been my teachers, my students. Every year it was a challenge. High school students are not particularly easy sometimes. So I learned a lot from them. They have been my teachers all through 37 years. And they have been also, some of them have become friends for life. And I don't know, I really enjoyed every single day of my profession, except for very little circumstantial moments. But then every time it was like, okay, I am here for a reason. I am here to serve. So difficult as it might sound, let's go on. Let's keep on doing this thing, even if at this moment I don't see the meaning of it or the sense of it.
Thank you for
Thank you for
that.
sharing.
Yes. Well, we have a very standard question, but I think it's a good question. We would like to ask you, how did you come in contact with Theosophy and the Theosophical Society?
Um, Well, I found myself being born in a theosophical family. You cannot take it for granted that being born in a theosophical society, you know theosophy on one hand, right? But you live theosophy because your father speaks non-stop about every single subject because at that time I was living, the country where I am living was a dictatorship, and every time my mother would say to me, in school, don't speak about reincarnation, don't talk about karma, don't mention those names, etc. So that was the fact. We couldn't, because theosophy was working underground. It was not allowed. So, but this was not important in the sense that all these concepts and the teachings have been coming in like osmosis, you know, like because at lunchtime we were talking, my mother and my father would talk about politics, and then my father would give the theosophical view on that. In any circumstance, there would be these theosophical reasoning everywhere. Honestly, I don't know how I mean, there was a time when my father didn't have a passport. He was not allowed to go out of the country due to his theosophical activities and due to the civil war and all these things. So, after 30 years of that, he was granted a passport. So he said, okay, now I have a passport. Now I can go to the German convention. It was the 50th anniversary of the German section at that time. And he said to me, would you like to come? And I said, of course. So there we went. That was my first experience in conventions and gatherings, theosophical one. But boy, there, you know, the most relevant people in the theosophical world were there, except for Sriram, who was, I think he was not well, so he didn't move from Adyar. But Radha was there, Joy Mills was there, John Coates was there, Yancey Hoskins was there, Wallace Slater was there, Geoffrey Farthing was there. I don't know, I took it in very easily. And it was there when John Coates came to me and said, tonight we're having a meeting, would you come to join us? So I went, and he had gathered all the young people around. And that was the beginning of a long story. So he encouraged us, why don't you organize yourself? Why don't you try to do something as theosophists? After that, we went to Territet in Switzerland, because there we had the summer school for the Latin countries, I think it was something like that. And well, funny enough, we met again after a period of 2 weeks or something. The same people met there, plus other people. And John Coates was there as well. So he gathered us in a meeting and said exactly the same. So, what do you come to do? You should organize yourself. And from there on, we started forming a group, which we called Unité. I went to a summer camp for young theosophists in Holland. It was not in Naarden, it was somewhere around. And there I discovered Tai Chi, because we were doing Tai Chi. It was very new at the time, it was not popular like today. Rukmini Devi came to greet us and gave us a little short talk. Arend Heybroek was there. He was the president of the federation at the time. And by the end of the camp, he came to me and said, "I need a secretary for the federation. So would you agree to be a secretary?" And I didn't know exactly what was expected from me, but I knew that I couldn't say no. So I said, "All right, you tell me what I have to do." "Oh, it's very easy. Don't worry, I will let you know." And so I came home, like with the label of secretary of the world, the Theosophical, the youth, whatever federation. And then the group that was formed in Territe, which was called Unité, and was gathering together people from Italy, from France, from Belgium, from Spain. It was only me for the time being. It was very difficult to get people interested. So, and then we launched a magazine called Unité, which I translated, obviously, into Spanish. And then at that time, my father had illegally one of these machines that reproduced, I am talking about the Jurassic here. one of these, it was a printer, but very old, that was manual, and you had to go like this, and first of all, type what you wanted to print, and then in these things, then you put that in the machine, then manually you would make so many copies, as much as you wanted. It was, I don't know, some 20 pages perhaps, of articles that each one of us in the group Unité were writing or giving notice or whatever. It was everything very pedestrian, very rudimentary, if you want. But then, with those magazines, I sent them to every single section in America, in South America and Central America. So I got in contact with the general secretaries because I had the address in the Theosophist that my father would receive. I'm talking about 50 years ago. I think it was a very good thing. That's John Coates' work in that, behind that, right? Because there was this net that was created automatically, a very rudimentary one, but it was created. And then we corresponded with the young people in South America. Through me, with Unité and the members, and we had gatherings and we had summer camps and we had fun, and that was it. Then I got married, then I had a child, but the meetings went on and we would gather again. I would go there with my little baby, just as you are doing now, probably.
Must be a great memory to have. I think, being so active in the youth group back then.
Oh,
Would you?
it was great. It was fun because to me it was a great, not great, but it was a discovery. Every day of my life during these 71 years I have been in this incarnation has been a discovery every day. So, starting the work in the Theosophical Society through the young the Federation of Young People has been very, very, very enriching and rewarding. And I have met wonderful people everywhere I have gone and I have come in contact with. Because there is a common, I want to think that we all have a common aim. We are going all in the same direction. And then sometimes words don't are not necessary because you're there, you work, you do what you think you have to do, and that's it. I mean, I guess that for people being born in a theosophical family, we haven't had the struggle to discover. You know, many people come to theosophy after having looked in here, having gone there, having, you know, investigated and looked here and looking for answers for, you know, to so that they can understand things. And the advantage of being born in a theosophical family is that you don't have to look for all that because you already have in your plate, in your, you know, every day.
Would you say that you still keep in touch with many of your friends of the Young Federation back then?
Oh yes. That's one of the great things. You know, we are now in the in those positions. We have conventions and we meet. We are still there. Isis is there. You know, Arendt is there. In France, Kim Diou is there. She was part of our group. And there are other people who still active in their way, but are not on the scenario. It doesn't matter to be a general secretary or director of the International Center or, you know, of the Federation or whatever. It's a job. It's not a job. It's our dharma. It's what you have to do. If we are where we are, it's for one reason, and it's an opportunity. To me, it's an opportunity to work hard and make theosophy known to the biggest or the largest number of people within our possibilities. But it's a pleasure to go to Naarden and see Arendt or, you know, or some of the people in South America, they have come to Spain to live. So I remember one of them in one of our meetings, and he came to me and said, "Are you Àngels Torra, the one who sent the magazine back, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago?" I said, "Yes." "Oh, well, I am such and such." Okay, so it was like a re-encounter. One of the wonders of being young theosophist and being in the World Federation.
For sure. I feel like it's really the bonds that we make. Like that can be a wide range of ages, but then I feel like it's the essence of youth that kind of sparks these unbreakable bonds.
It's true. And I'm thinking of those who are not in, I don't like the word relevant, but you know, in places with responsibility like a general secretary or a federation or whatever. Those people back then have gone, some of them have gone their own way. Probably living a theosophical life, that's the important thing. So, theosophy gives you imprints a way of living to everyone, even if you don't become general secretary or because this is not important. I think that we have to do what we are capable to do or skilled to do. I'm sorry, because it doesn't matter. He's very curious. It's okay.
Your dog or cat?
It's a cat.
Oh, so cute.
And he's jealous when I am on Zoom. He's always coming here and say, "Hey, I am here. I am also with you."
I
And
love
he
him
will go there.
already.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have talked about it seems like it's quite obvious that the youth group is a major part of your life, and as well as your spiritual and theosophical life. So, would you say that that was when a theosophy became something of even greater meaning to you in your life, or when in your life did you, because you started out, like you said, just imbibing theosophy, right? Like everything went into you like osmosis. So you didn't really have to think of it. But when did you start to think for yourself that, hey, theosophy is something unique, or that it's something for me? Like everyone has different paths, right? So when was the turning point for you? Was it the youth group, or was it even earlier?
I always knew that this was my way. The first summer camp where I met Arendt was just a starting point. Then in 72, after Frankfurt and after Territet, I asked to become a member because I was not a member before that. And then, so I think it was in November, around November, Joy Mills came to Spain. I don't know if it was in Spain or if it was somewhere else. Anyway, she was the one, giving me the diploma, of the TS, which to me was important because, afterwards, I have realized the importance of that moment, right? Not then. Then I was very pleased. My father was even more pleased, but that was his own reaction. But after that, I really am very happy that she was the one giving me the diploma, because there is always a connection, when you give a diploma to someone. It's a very special moment for both the person who gives the diploma and the person who receives the diploma. So that was something. And after that, I don't know, turning point. I have had a very normal life, working every day, battling with students. Getting angry, having a baby, then having difficulties, then getting divorced, then going on with my life, then you name it. Everything was very, very normal. The only thing is that on top of this, we had theosophical activities. Which were not minor in the sense that was a part important in my life, working for theosophy, for the Theosophical Society. Why? Because that's the pattern I have seen in my house. My house was an open house. Whenever some theosophical personality came to Spain, they would come to my house, my parents would receive them. And that was the normal thing for me. And that was the way. I mean, then I went to Crotona. I think that the turning point was the year I spent in Crotona with Joy Mills and Shirley Nicholson. I asked for a, what do you call it, a leave for school. They granted it to me, so I went to Crotona, and yeah, I might say that that was the turning point in my life. Then I met my second husband there. We met each other. Then, shortly after we got married, he was an Australian. He came to Spain to live. And then, well, there were 15 years, very intense, not theosophically, because others were working on that. And then my husband died. And then, when he died, let's say that I came back. Said, this is a, in one incarnation, you have very definite and different how do you say, lives, right? And in each stage, you do what you have to do. And so it was very clear after I was alone again in the mundane life, let's say, then I was free to dedicate my whole life, the 24 hours, to theosophy. That's what I am doing now. Because it's my duty, it's my dharma, it's what I have to do.
It
That's how I feel.
is very beautiful and very significant that we can have this opportunity to do this. I also remembered when you were speaking about growing up in a theosophical family that in Mahachohan's letter, he says that the children of theosophists are more likely to become theosophists themselves.
Yeah, becoming a theosophist doesn't mean to be a member of the Theosophical Society.
Yes.
It means living theosophy.